Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as he has called, he calls, he gathers, he enlightens, he sanctifies us in and through the Holy Spirit, who is breathing and at work in this place today and easily penetrates masks. So it is good to actually preach to more people in the seats. That feels good. The challenge has been, and especially preaching, so that the church is a mouthhouse, it's a place where the word is proclaimed to help to have eyes to see faces, it helps to be able to hear that word. That struggles this morning with making sure that the word, the spoken word, comes through on our live stream. I think that's fixed now, but good that we can gather together today, hear, and tell of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. On Pentecost, as you see the banners, the pyramids, on our stole here, it's about the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit. The biblical metaphor for the Holy Spirit, on the one hand, is about breathing in the Spirit who gives life. See, then I'm thinking, if I breathe out too much, I'm back away from you. But the Spirit also is poured out on the church. You heard the gospel lesson this morning. It's very short from John chapter 7. Jesus said, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." He said, "Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." St. John says that Jesus said this about the Spirit who is poured out on us, the Spirit who gets into us. 2 weeks ago, Pastor Luke gave a preview, I don't know if it was a preview, but he talked about the Holy Spirit that Jesus breathed on his disciples in John chapter 14, a key chapter in the Gospel, that he poured out his Holy Spirit in the title of your sermon, and I loved it. Still do. What's, not what's gotten into you? What's gotten into you? You said it kind of in a way, though, that questioning people's behavior. What's gotten into them? What's gotten into her? I wonder today, in this day and age, what gets into people? What gets into people that they would act the way they act, that they would say the things that they say, that they wouldn't intercede at a time that they should? What gets into people? Or maybe think of it another way and say, what do they need to get out of it? I mean, it's easy to talk about them. Well, what about you and me? What do we need to get out of ourselves? See, I've got an image in my head, and I can't bear the image. I don't want to see the image. And it's not really just one image, but there's a general theme. I can hardly stomach the image. See, on the one hand, it's an image of a knee on a neck. I don't want to look at it. On the other hand, it's an image of people protesting is one thing, but rioting, looting, destruction. What gets into people? But I think I get it. I know I get it. I know what gets into people, and it's anger, frustration, tension, division, and just rage. What gets into people? What gets into me? Is there any hope? Is there any peace? There is. So you've come to the right place here. Whether you're here, physically here, or you're listening at home, the right place is at the foot of the cross. The right place is gathered in and through Jesus. The right place is where the Holy Spirit calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies and makes holy. Pentecost is the festival of pouring out of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we as Lutheran theologians struggle, perhaps, to articulate the work of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit moves in mysterious ways. How can we understand it all? However, when I'm struggling to describe what something is, sometimes I can better describe what it isn't. I think I can tell you what it looks like, what it feels like, what it sounds like when we don't have the Holy Spirit, when we maybe unknowingly are parched, dehydrated. The symptoms of dehydration often show up well after parched, when we're maybe struggling to breathe. See, not having the Holy Spirit ultimately ends in a suffocating loss of life for everyone, for you and for me. There's no hope. There's certainly no joy. There is no peace. There's destruction. There's despair. There's death. No life, not apart from the Holy Spirit. King David in Psalm 51, the beautiful penitential psalm, starting in verse 10, and there are words that we sing in our liturgy, in the offertory, creating me a clean heart, O God. So I can tell you what's gotten into me, and it's, oh, I'm born a poor sinner. By nature, I would go away from God. I would, every breath would be one breath closer to death. And so King David says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and take not your spirit, your Holy Spirit from me. Cast me not away from your presence, God. Because I couldn't be in your presence. We couldn't be in God's presence apart from the Holy Spirit. That's what he says, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. It's a tough, tough image. An image of being separated, of dehydrated, of drying up and withering away, of suffocating. I think this is a better image, especially for today. I came across this yesterday. It's called Come Holy Spirit. The painter is Lance Brown. I don't know who Lance Brown is. Never heard of him until yesterday. I think this is an image. This is an image that I want seared into my brain and yours too. It's an image of life. It's an image of ultimately unity. So we heard these words of Jesus. Jesus stood up on that last day of the Feast of Tabernacles on Pentecost, and he cried out, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, oh, I had a slide there, I wanted to see this, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. And you see it there. See the Holy Spirit who is at work. St. Paul says it this way in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. There's a lot about the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. He says early on that no one can confess Jesus is Lord, could trust in Jesus as Savior, could call him the Good Shepherd apart from the work of the Holy Spirit. You and I just recited this right from what Luther says. I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus as Lord or come to him, but it's the Holy Spirit who does this. And then St. Paul says, for in one spirit we were all baptized in one body, Jews and Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one spirit. From this fountain of living water that never goes dry, that is never tainted. See, there's the image again. You could think of it, on the one hand, as a picture of Jesus. Jesus who at his baptism, you remember this, the heavens are rent open. It's God the Father who says, this, or you are my beloved Son, to Jesus, with whom I am well pleased. And then the Holy Spirit descends on Jesus as a dove and anoints him, the chosen one, to come and die for sinners, to redeem a world that would otherwise be lost, slaves to sin and death and the power of the devil. But this is also a picture. If you think about it, 2,000 years ago, at Pentecost, that first event where the Holy Spirit is there, and it's a multi-sensory, in some sense, maybe assault on the senses. You hear it, you probably feel it, as people maybe had goosebumps, the Spirit moving through there. They could see the tongues of fire. They could hear the words, the truth about who Jesus is, proclaimed in their own native tongues. And whether people were speaking in a language that they didn't know, but they were clearly articulating Jesus, or people were hearing it, and the Spirit was going into their ear, and from into the ear, into the heart, connecting to Jesus. And still there's an unbroken line, a connection of the Holy Spirit who work in you and me. He's given us new hearts. He says that Jesus is the good shepherd who leads us to streams of living water. He is the fount of blessing. The Holy Spirit that creates in us a clean heart, and ultimately that heart is to trust that Jesus is the one who has come for sinners, who died for sinners. That Jesus not only is the one who died for sinners, but he is risen. The only way you can confess and trust that Jesus is not only Lord, but Lord of life and death, and confess he's risen, is in and through the Holy Spirit. And that same Holy Spirit who connected those disciples 2,000 years ago is connecting you and me. Every day, you and I, we walk in the reality of our baptism. Power of our baptism. With every breath that we breathe in the Spirit, the Hebrew word is the Ruach, the breath of God. And every moment we drink in the Spirit, we drink in life, we drink in unity, connection, reality, resurrection reality. Spirit that empowers life in the Messiah. Pentecost is again affirming the reality that the Holy Spirit is at work in this place. It's connecting us to Jesus, and Jesus takes us to God the Father, and now we're a family. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. Pentecost is the daily life of you and me who belong to Jesus, to the one who pours out his Spirit. Pentecost is this present and now becoming more intimate reality, and this is the problem, and even the terms are tough, this social distancing. Well, I want to come to church and have connection, but I got to stay distance. But it's the connection of the Holy Spirit, whether you're 6 feet apart, 600 miles apart, 6 inches apart. A reality that brings us then into Christ-like life. We're blessed. And in through Jesus, we're blessed. To be blessed is to be saved. To be in and through Jesus, to know and trust that the Holy Spirit has gotten into us, is not only to say that I am His and He is mine, that I am Jesus' little lamb, the one that he laid down his life for. That he is my Savior, my good shepherd, my Redeemer, and yours too. And then also is to say, but we are transformed to be Christ-like. That's what the Holy Spirit does. It makes us more like Jesus. Jesus who would, early on in Matthew's Gospel, would sit down and teach. He would say, blessed, saved. Blessed are the poor in spirit. People who look around and say, what's gotten into me? Who look at themselves, what's gotten into me? And then, perhaps at the low point, realizing our weakness and frailty, we hear again and realize the word of the Holy Spirit, who says, you who can't do it yourself, you who cry out, Lord, have mercy, hear the good news. The Spirit carried news. Yours is the kingdom of heaven. You have a reigning King who holds all things together. Jesus, who said, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Jesus, who said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And last night as I was walking, I remembered again, Jesus, who said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Maybe we get a glimpse of it now. Today you come to the altar again, or close to the altar. Be satisfied in and through Jesus. As you trust in these words, promise that Jesus has made, take and drink, this is, take and eat, this is my body, take and drink, this is my blood. You trust and you yearn for that reality, whether you're able to physically be here or not, that Jesus will satisfy now and even more so when he returns. Jesus, who says, blessed are the pure in heart, create in me a clean heart, O God, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Jesus says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. So what's gotten into us? Well, I pray in the end that as we not only gather in this place and gather online, as we go out into a world not being afraid, not being foolish, people say, what's gotten into them? It's the same answer Pastor Luke said the other day, it's the Holy Spirit. Since the Holy Spirit has gotten into us, we have connection to God, connection to one another, responsibility to share Christ with others, to be people who are pure in heart, who acknowledge when we fall short, who strive and trust that Jesus in the end will make all things new. And that the Holy Spirit is at work always and uses all things and assures us of the promise that can never be taken away. To Christ be the glory. Amen. And now may the peace that passes understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds in Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who is at work in and through His Holy Spirit. Amen.